Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
100%.
What is your age?
70.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Would you say much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat, a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat. Okay.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strong approval.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in a country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, combating division and racism, protecting abortion rights, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, border security, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, reducing crime, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 public school education.
Gun reform and abortion.
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Democrats in Congress.
85%.
Joe Biden.
95%.
Jill Stein.
75%.
Josh Stein.
95%.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
0%.
Donald Trump.
0%.
Tim Scott.
0%.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
15%.
Robert, I apologize. Mark K. Robinson.
0%.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Okay. If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Democrat Josh Stein, Republican Mark Robinson, Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, and Libertarian Mike Ross, for whom would you vote?
Democrat candidate.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Would you say yes some or yes a lot?
Yes a lot.
And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
Would you say much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable.
And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden administration?
He's trying to improve and help the people.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
Did you say yes a lot or yes some?
Yes, some.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
You'd say much more unfavorable or somewhat more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
He's a racist.
Okay. Now I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose two. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, a lack of greater economy.
Donald Trump getting reelected again and the Supreme Court.
All right. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. Growing the U.S. economy.
Joe Biden.
Rising crime and violence.
Joe Biden.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Joe Biden.
Fixing the immigration system.
Joe Biden.
The rights of white supremacy and nationalism.
Joe Biden.
Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Joe Biden.
And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
More favorable.
And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
Would you say somewhat fair or very fair?
Very fair.
Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
not often.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, or other?
Regular TV. Other.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Would you say some college or college graduate, bachelor's degree?
College graduate.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month? Several times a year?
Twice a week.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all or more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Mostly white.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live in, urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, what did the survey go to?
It goes to national opinion surveys.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.